Hello and welcome to the Brawl News, your podcast for all the latest tips, tricks, and insights about Brawl Stars. I'm your host, and today, this is part 1 of 3 of ranking every single brawler on a tier list for Power League. Alright, so let's just get into it. Anyway, so today, I'm going to go from the very worst all the way until 50. So this is going to be the first part. There'll be 3 different parts. So these are the brawlers that you don't necessarily really want to pick too often. They might be good on a couple maps, but overall they're pretty awful for Power League. And remember, this is just for Power League. So if you see like Mortis, he might not be super low down because he can be viable as a third pick in like Gem Grab or Brawl Ball. But yeah, so let's just get into it, and we'll start off with the worst brawler, and that is none other than Hank. Man, Hank is just so bad right now, he can't do anything, especially in Power League, because he gets so hard countered by how low his DPS is, and not being able to heal while charging is so unfair. Like, it just makes him so bad, and he's just not really too good on these maps. The meta isn't really too good for him right now when you see the top brawlers kind of hard counter him. So that's why I have Hank in 69th place. So I would not upgrade Hank. Basically, the brawlers in these top 50s, you don't want to pick. They are very bad picks, not good, and you don't want to use them unless, like, they're very map specific where they might work on one or two. Like, if you get into, like in 68, we have Frank, and Frank might work on like one or two maps, like maybe a couple Brawl Ball maps where you get third pick and you can hard counter, like the matchups, there's not enough DPS to kill you. But very uncommon that you're going to be playing Frank in Power League, so I wouldn't suggest upgrading and putting the resources into Frank, because he's really not good. Like, he's so easy to beat with that the duration on the attack, how it has a really low, like, it takes so long to do one attack, which just really doesn't help him. So if you are going to play him, though, where if you really feel like it might work out, like if you're racing super low DPS team, then maybe you can run him on a couple Brawl Ball maps or on a knockout map. But really only if you have that really low DPS team where there's like a 1 in a million chance you're going to play your Frank in Power League when there are 67 other better options. And speaking of 67, in 67th place is Buster. Buster just really isn't good. He got nerfed pretty hard into the ground since the update in season 16, I think, and he just never got a buff. He might be okay on one or two maps and like maybe Bounty, but overall he's not really the strongest option. There's a lot better options you can use. If you are gonna play him, you're gonna want to run him as a second or third pick, not as a first pick, because of how just awful he is and how hard he can get countered. In 66th we have Jackie, and the reason Jackie isn't in last place is because of Canal Grande, where Jackie is actually a viable option there. Not really as a first pick, she's not too good, but you can run her as a second pick, which I would actually isn't too bad of an option. So Canal Grande, that's the only reason she's not in last, or one of the worst. That's the reason she's still pretty bad, but you can use her on one map, so you can still upgrade her, but there's still better options on Canal Grande anyways. Maybe if your other good options get banned and you have a Jackie and you feel like the matchups are right, you can win this matchup as a second or third pick, then totally go for Jackie. I mean, I wouldn't suggest upgrading until your account is pretty high, like until you're maxing out other brawlers first. Like, you're going max out your meta brawlers first. So don't max out your Jackie. I will plan on doing an episode of top 10 brawlers to max out first. I will probably do that after the balance changes. So in 65th, I have Byron, and Byron just really isn't good. Even with the buffs, he's still not a viable option. He's really kind of useless in Power League because of how much better options there are. Like, you can run a Gus as a healer, even Poco's a better healer, even though Poco's not that good now. He's just not good. Like, I would not suggest upgrading. Don't put your resources into Byron. He can work once in a while on a couple maps and maybe knockout, but don't upgrade him. It's not worth it, really. It's a waste of gold and power points. And in 64th, I have Bull. And Bull can actually be a viable option in Sneaky Fields or Double Swoosh. And there's another Bounty one, or it's sort of like Double Swoosh. It's very bushy. So he can work on a couple of maps, but overall, not the strongest option to go with. In 63rd, I have Rosa, because Rosa can work on some really bushy maps. Like, I think Snake Prairie's in rotation right now. So you can run Rosa, and then I think Gem Fort is still in. I don't exactly know, but Gem Fort is really good for Rosa. The reason I put Rosa over Bull is because Rosa, while she's really map-specific, whereas Bull is also very map-specific, but Rosa really excels a lot more than Bull on the maps that Rosa is good at. If Rosa is on Snake Prairie or something, she is super good because she has, her kit is meant for grass. She needs grass. You have to play her there. And yeah. In 62nd is Gale. And Gale just really isn't a strong tank counter anymore, especially with stronger options such as Shelly, RT, Ems. There's just so many better options to run than Gale, whose only purpose really is to counter tanks. Like, that's all he's good at. And his DPS is just too low to be a viable option in Power League. In 61st place is Colt, because of how easy his bullets are to dodge. Like, you can be unpredictable and you could just dodge a bunch. Colt can be okay as a damage dealer in heist, but there's still better options such as Brock. Even an Otis is a better option. Dynamike. There's a Spike. Really, you don't need to run a Colt because he's just a worse option than any other wall break in the game and any other damage dealer in the game. Best map, if you are going to play him, you're definitely going to have to use him in heist because of how much damage he can put out with his bullets, because the heist can't dodge. All he's good at is he can hit still objects. Unless you're an amazing Colt player, don't play Colt. He's just not good right now. Not at all. In 60th, I have, finally Edgar. You might be surprised why Edgar is so high up on this list. Like, why isn't he the worst brawler? Because he can work as a third pick in knockout or heist. Really, he can work as a third pick depending on the matchups. Once in a while, maybe they're running a Squeak Gus comp, and then they don't have hard counter. You could go with Edgar last pick if this is knockout, or maybe heist. No, it's not too common, but you can use this. Please, randoms, don't pick Edgar. Unless you have third pick and the matchups really work out for you. So, I wouldn't suggest upgrading him, but you can once you have him a little bit. I know from playing Edgar that he's only viable on knockout and heist. And heist, there's way better damage dealers to the safe, like Nita and Jesse. Anyways, in 59th, I have the brawler who's not out yet. This is just speculation completely on my part. Is Doug. Now, I think Doug is a bit better than Jackie, because I feel like he can be viable in modes such as knockout. And I think he will be a strong Canal Grande player. Like, if you want to, you can play as a good support brawler, being able to go through walls. A lot of Jackie clones recently, if you've probably noticed. But I feel like Doug is a good option. Like, he's okay. You can upgrade him, but do not switch. He's still a pretty bad brawler, and he needs a buff if he wants to be somewhere anywhere higher than 59th in this Power League rankings. And so you want to play him knockout bounty. In 58th, I have Mandy, and Mandy just really isn't that good right now. There's a lot of better sniper options, such as Belle, a Piper. You can even run Nani as a sniper, because she counters Mandy a lot. And Mandy just isn't too good right now, especially in the map rotation. There aren't really too many good maps for Mandy. You can upgrade her. She can be good as a third pick. She just gets countered way too easy. And, yeah. So play her on Bounty and Knockout if you are going to, as a last pick. I don't think you want to be first picking Mandy, because you're probably going to end up versing some really hard counters, like maybe a Fang or an Edgar. It's kind of not really a good Brawler to upgrade, so don't upgrade Mandy, as well as don't upgrade number 57, Willow. Willow is just by far the worst thrower. She's just so awful with, like, her damage is okay, but her shots are just so hard to hit. They stay in the air for way too long, and I don't really see why you would play Willow over any other thrower, because all the other throwers are way better. So, yeah, that's Willow. In 56th, I have BB. And, well, wait, first, Willow, best maps and modes, definitely Knockout. The ability Mind Control is really helpful, and she's actually okay in Brawl Ball. But remember both of these as a third pick, because she can get pretty hard countered. She's not a strong option, and just don't upgrade her. I don't know why you would. She's just a way worse version of any other thrower. She's way more squishy than a Sprout, a Dynamite. Even though those brawlers are squishy, Willow's just like way more squishy. One of the squishiest brawlers in the game. Even though she has that dive, which is actually a viable gadget, considering you're basically immune for 2 seconds, so just lose gadget but 2 times better, it's still okay, but overall, just don't upgrade her. I don't see any scenario where she is better than any of the other throwers. So really, you only need to upgrade one or two throwers. And those can be any of your choice. I'll get more in depth about the throwers later on in the rankings, because they are higher up than Willow, definitely. But in 56th, it's BB. BB is actually okay because she's fast. She's a decent Brawl Ball option, but she really only works as a third pick when there's no tank counters. And when you see brawlers such as RT, Ems, Gray, Spike being really good in this meta, she's really struggles against those kind of brawlers. And she's really only viable as a third pick and against low DPS brawlers. And so if you're going to play her, you play her in Brawl Ball, definitely. I don't really see any other modes where she's really strong in. I guess she's an okay heist option once in a while on that map. I don't know if it's still in where you can place the bubble and get, like, a bunch of bubble hits. But she's not really the best option, honestly. So in 55th, I have Chester. And Chester is actually a decent option in, like, any game mode. He's okay. He kind of gets hard countered by those meta brawlers again, though. But he is okay as a third pick. I would suggest you play him on Brawl Ball if you are going to. Or in, like, a knockout sort of mode, Bounty. I think he's okay there. Like, on Canal Grande, he's actually a decent option. Just, he gets hard countered by Shelly, like a lot of the other tanks are. Like, Rosa and, like, Bull. And Jackie and Frank, which is Hank, and why they are so low down on the rankings. There's only like one or two tanks that are actually okay in this meta because of how unfair Shelly is right now. I mean, in 54th, I have Nani, and Nani's actually a decent sharpshooter counter, but she really isn't that strong. She's pretty hard to hit your shots with, and she's only viable as a third pick. You can second pick Nani sometimes, but it's not really the best option. And there's so many better knockout options. She is a good option, though, against those Gusses. I find only thing is Gus, that shield just, it basically makes a super, if you're going for a Gus, useless, because it just tanks it up. In 53rd, it is Buzz. And once again, tanks suck in this meta. Shelly is just so unfair, so much DPS, and just so fast. There's just nothing they can do. The super, nothing. You try and get close, Shelly just supers you away, and there's nothing you can do. If you do get that stun, she just gets that super right away and hits you, kills you. Doesn't matter. Even if you have that tougher torpedo gadget or star power, it doesn't matter. Shelly is just so broken in this meta that Buzz can't do anything. In 52nd, it is none other than Sandy. I mean, Sandy just really isn't too good. With like, even with the buffs, she is an okay option in Gem Grab and Knockout, but it's really hard to get those super up and make those super count. Like, they are very good super, but it takes so long for the super that it's almost, like, doesn't pay off. You can get one super a game. Maybe if you're lucky, you can get two, but if you are playing, Sandy, you are definitely going to want to play her in Gem Grab or maybe Knockout. And I forgot about Buzz. If you're going to play Buzz, you're definitely going to want to play Buzz in Brawl Ball. That's his best game mode. The gadget to get that super shot. He's just... So Buzz as a third pick is fine if there's no Shelly or tank counter. But Sandy, yeah, she just gets countered by those high DPS brawlers. She has that stun, but overall, she's still not the strongest brawler in this meta. In 51st place is Mortis. And the reason Mortis isn't lower than usual, and I listened to Kyra's tier list, and yes, Mortis is the worst, but that is based on ladder, not on Power League. And in ladder, he just gets counted. But as Mortis as a last pick, especially seeing Squeak, Mr. P, Gus high in the meta, he is actually a decent option if you're as a third pick. And he's very, if you know how to play Mortis, he's a very good third pick, actually. Which is the reason he's not the worst brawler, is because he can counter. Brawlers like Frank and Hank, they just don't counter anyone. Like, maybe some super low DPS brawlers, but other than that, like, that's the reason Mortis is okay. It's because he counters some of the top meta brawlers. And in 50th is Griff. So, Griff, just the amount of DPS he has is still good, but Shelly's just a better version of Griff right now. And it used to be the other way around, but now, I guess Griff can be a viable option in Brawl Ball. But overall, not really that good. I mean, he can work as a wall breaker. He is an okay option in heist and stuff. Also, Mortis' best game mode is Gem Grab and then Brawl Ball. Both as a last pick. But, so that was the first part. That was the first, I gotta do 49, which is El Primo. And he's probably better than the other tanks because he's good. He's actually decent at countering, he can manage against a Shelly. He's still not too good, but if you're going to play him, Brawl Ball is the way to go. I don't really see any other places you're playing him. So that was the first 25 out of the amount of brawlers that we're going to be doing. Thanks so much for listening, guys. But before I end this episode, I'm going to try and get more episodes out. I'm going to see how many episodes I can do in a row. I might have to pre-record some because I'm going on a hike. But I am going, so it'll be a couple of days where I'm out in the wilderness, so I will not be able to record. There's no way I am gonna, because first of all, I won't be able to publish it. I might be able to pre-record one or two. I'll do my best, but anyways, thanks so much for listening, guys. See you in the next one. Oh wait, also, I'm gonna do Q&A a little bit, like, longer, like, not right away. I'm gonna probably read them, like, once every 5 episodes. So that way responses can come in and it's not like brand new, no, but it just come out. There's maybe one response. So thanks so much for listening, guys. See you in the next one.